Oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here live on the Erin Strayer Show. And I know that all of us right now are probably really cursing Rona. And the fact that we've probably been to the grocery store many more times than we wanted to, or sometimes we might actually even think, and if we wanted to, are we really going more than we used to be going? I don't know about you, but I know that I have spent a lot of time running back and forth to my pantry more than normal, and I don't even ever leave my house. So lots of things aren't in the same place as they used to be. Lots of things aren't as tight as they used to be. Lots of things are jiggling a little bit more than they used to be. And like most middle age, 30, 40, 50, let's talk about the 50 plus year olds, we wish we were tight and didn't jiggle anymore. And we wish that we had and could fall back in love with our aging bodies again. We wish that for ourselves. And we think that that's just a little far-fetched. And wouldn't we love to be able to once again be consumed with that love for our bodies? Today, our guest expert will be giving us her top three tips for losing weight for good. So stick around wherever you're watching from. Thank you. We are live on the Erin Strayer Show, where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs who are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics and pain points, like the fact that after you hit 30, 40, 50, let's talk about the 50 plus, things just aren't the same and we can't lose weight the same. That's what we're going to talk about today. And the cool thing about it is our guest is going to give us tips and tools that are going to become the workarounds to those challenges that we face every single day as aging women. I'm your host, Erin Strayer, and Peak Performance. I am a peak performance and scaling strategist for growth-minded entrepreneurs and recovering corporates. Hire me to get them business beyond the basics, because most of them are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear, and quite frankly, they have settled for average. Oh, so today is never, ever, ever about me. This show is never about me. It's always about our amazing guest experts that choose to come on the show and spend their time and their energy and their knowledge with us. And as a former educator and corporate businesswoman turned midlife weight loss coach, Candy right now helps women over 50 create freedom from emotional overeating, lose up to 50 pounds and fall in love with their aging bodies so they can convert the emotional harsh voices into positive energy and live the life that they really want to be living. Tackling the struggles of emotional eating, weight gain, hormones, and our ever-changing bodies, Candy brings it to full circle so her clients can start new with relationships, with jobs, with kids, and with themselves. Please welcome my friend and our guest expert, Candy Wright.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad that you have taken time today to join us with this. This isn't just a now topic. This is a like forever going on topic. And I think that not only is it a forever going on topic, but it's really, really spot on for like now, because people have slowed down enough
right
to identify.
Yes. I really think this time is such a gift to be able to slow down, and because of the fast pace, the do that we have been in for so long, one of the many reasons why we've gained weight the older we've gotten, for sure. So
So I want to backtrack just a second, Candy, and I want to take people, because your journey brought you here. So can we backtrack to when you said, I am not going to stay here in this space?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can totally. We go back there for a second and just bring people into your world?
Yeah. So in my late 30s, I started hitting perimenopausal types of symptoms, right? And what I had been doing to keep weight off earlier in my life, I was thinnish, but it wasn't working anymore. And I was doing lots of things and it just got harder and harder. And then I personally had never been married. And so there had been like lots of emotional things that I really wanted to be married. And so I started dating this wonderful man, and he's my beautiful husband now. That's wonderful. But in that process, I had so many emotions around like learning to let somebody love me. Oh. And we went out to eat a lot, and that was fun. But also it was a big change for me to, like, honestly, to let somebody into my life, even though I really wanted it, right? And so I kind of started eating, and then we got married, and then we had foster kids. And then I had a really demanding job. And so it just kind of was like, okay, I'm going to eat all this stress. And that's really kind of how it piles up. And that's what really kind of happens for most of us, is we have these things that kind of pile up, and we often feel very, very driven. My clients are like driven type, kind of type A-ish type of people that want to do. And it's usually coming from a really great place. We want to do, we want to give, et cetera, et cetera. But we don't learn the tools to kind of give to ourselves, right? But that's kind of how it caught up with me, is holy cow, I got seriously like sideswiped. My body just stopped working. I gained 65 pounds and I could hardly walk to the corner. My hips were like, felt like I was, I don't know, 100 years old. They hurt so bad. Like, I couldn't even sit sometimes. I couldn't even lay down sometimes. I was like, this is not okay. I am too young to feel this darn old.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just, I got to this point where I just committed to myself, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Something like clicked inside of me that said, I can't stop eating these brownies. I can't stop eating these gosh darn grilled cheese sandwiches. That's what it was for me. I would put, anyway, I won't tell you about all the things I would do, but I would eat them to deal with this emotion. And something inside of me was just like, no, I can't stop eating. I know that I've read so many books. I've tried to do this. I've lost some weight, but then gained it back. And I just kept yo-yoing, and I knew something had to change here.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about not knowing kind of what foods were good for me. Like that information is plentiful everywhere.
Right.
We kind of know what's good for us. You know, we probably shouldn't be eating cookies every day. I shouldn't be eating like grilled cheese sandwiches, you know, five at a time. No, right?
Right. No. Or even all the calorie-filled coffees.
Exactly. We all kind of intuitively know, and we've read it all on the internet, like sugars and flours and different things like that. They're not great for us. The problem was, is my body was so addicted and I didn't know it. And I just couldn't stop. And that's really what happens for a good majority of us. When we eat a little bit of sugar, we eat a little bit of flour, it just kind of creeps up. So what I learned through lots of trial and error, I started with, I have to figure out how to change my mind here. I know my brain is powerful. I have to change my mindset. I feel kind of addicted. So I have to figure that out. And that's really how I started my journey. And I did different things. I tried different programs. I hired several different coaches. I read tons of books and finally put it all together, got some coaching and weight loss coaching certifications, and put it all together into a program where we talk about all the reasons we emotionally overeat. And I think a lot of people don't understand what emotional eating is.
Yeah. And I'm glad you're going there, because I know that that's a disconnect in my head. I just figure that emotional eating, late night eating, binge eating, whatever, in my head, it's all wrapped up. It's the same thing. So you're going to clear that up for me. Because I think that that's a disconnect with a lot of people too, especially, I think with people that don't have an issue with their weight.
Yeah. So binge eating and late night eating, those all can be forms of emotional eating, but emotional eating and emotional overeating can really just be, I'm eating when my body is not physically hungry. That's really it is. And what we don't understand is that we eat for. We eat for all the negative emotions, the sadness, the grief, all that kind of stuff, the stress, but we also eat for all the positive sometimes too.
The celebrating, right?
Celebrating the joy. If you think about it, hey, I just
dating.
I'm really excited. We're dating. We're going to go out and we just start to lose track. Right. So anytime we're actually eating, when our body is not physically, and this is how I like to describe it, grumble in the tummy, hungry.
Yes.
we're eating for an emotion. And our brains are literally like Pavlov's dogs, conditioned to eat at different times during the day when we're not hungry. They're Pavlov dog conditioned around different types of foods, events.
We just came out of a holiday weekend, right? And even though the majority of our people were not with families, right? Like usual, the big holiday get together, everybody's gathered around the kitchen table. All the women are in the kitchen, snacking, eating, preparing.
Yep.
Is there some kind of back? Sorry, and my head's taking me off. If you're okay with this, is there some kind of back history or whatever that these gatherings are all these celebrations or of whatever kind? All have to have food. Like, is there
that fascinating? I ask that question all the time. In fact, in my coaching program, I use different questionings and techniques to help them like just start to look at the thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. We start, there are so many traditions, right? And it's just like about food.
Yeah.
What we need to start doing if we really want to change our brain around food is just start questioning it. A lot of people get a little bit afraid here. Like, does that mean you're going to take away my, you know, whatever that I have on, you know, I know you were right. Just talking about celebrating Passover and stuff, right? Yeah. You're going to take away this. And no, what we're going to do is we're going to get a lot more aware from a lot of self-compassion and consciousness and say, do I love this?
Right.
What happens when we're emotionally eating is that we're not conscious and we're not really choosing. We're on autopilot.
Ooh.
Okay.
Big. That we're just gives you boosting all over.
Yeah. And yeah. So what I help people do is just get super aware from a space of love. Because anyway, we can go off on that. And those are part of my points that I want to share. But yeah, conditioned. And I love asking the question, why do we have cake at weddings?
Right.
But we can't, but like, why do I have to have 3 pieces of cake and all the stuff at weddings? I'm like, no, I really actually, right. I don't feel awesome.
Or 12, you know, deviled eggs.
In a row, really.
All at one time.
Half of brownies, you know.
Right. Yeah. And you know, why is it so, I think it's probably either the mentality or the ingredients, because clearly everybody likes different things, you know, like 12 hard boiled eggs are probably like deviled eggs. The one with the mayonnaise and all the stuff in it is probably just as bad for you as brownies. Like in the end, maybe,
well,
I don't know.
That's a really, really great question. I don't ever like to say bad or good because that just puts the brain into the mindset of right and wrong. And when we really learn to love our bodies and learn to work with our brains and how they're wired, what we actually start to do is say, okay, these are choices. It's all about choice. So yeah, when we eat 12 deviled eggs, the body gets over full, right? It doesn't necessarily, and it will kind of spike our insulin a little bit. And part of what I'm going to go into in a little bit is really protecting your insulin. And that's really one of the big things that changes over time, but protecting your insulin. So when we get over full, yeah, it leaves a mark on the body. It's harder for it to, when we eat and eat and eat and get over full, it stores it as fat. When we eat a lot of cookies, however, it spikes the crap out of our insulin.
Oh, right.
And the insulin, when the insulin is spiked, that's the thing that turns off all of our hunger hormones. And so it is, when you're thinking about mindset and it's actually both, and they're completely interlocked.
Oh, wow. So that like leads me right into probably why once you start the bag of chips or you start the pan of brownies or you start the plate of deviled eggs.
Yes.
Why it's so freaking hard.
Yeah. It's actually
stop.
Yeah. It's really kind of multi-layered. So sometimes when we're eating a lot, it's because of emotion. And sometimes we're eating a lot because of conditioning and our hormones are whacked out. So just kind of speaking to like what the first point here is, what we don't realize about our bodies is as our estrogen and testosterone lower over time, which they do, it decreases the way that our body is able to process fat. And so there's that, and our muscles lessen. And so that's harder for us to like burn fat. So that's why we you know, have more of it as we go. But our insulin is really kind of our key here. I really love talking about the idea that really becoming a partner with your body. And one of the keys to that is being a lover of your insulin. I'm serious, like become a lover, a date your body to like become a lover of your insulin. And how can we just love on that? Because when our insulin is spiked, and what that means is we're eating things high on the glycemic scale, which is the carbs. It's the flours and the sugars, processed foods, and they spike the insulin and they turn off your hormone that says, hey girl, you're full. You know what? And that's why you want to keep eating them.
Yeah.
Because those hormones that say, hey, this is a natural full level, this is a natural satisfied level, they stop working. And it's really those things on the high glycemic scale, specifically all kinds of sugars and flours and processed foods. And if you notice, all kinds of processed foods, everything, it has boatloads of sugar in it. And then they do it to really have us be addicted, to be honest. Lots of information, but I could go on.
Tons and tons and tons of, which is really interesting. And people, I know that there are a lot of people watching on our other platforms as well right now. If this is something that is massively of interest to you, please reach out to Candy. We'll give you ways to get in touch with her, you know, in show notes or at the end here. And there's some questions coming in that I'm going to let you loop around on the backside of this, because I want to keep moving here. And are there any, like, other than realizing and really being aware of the processed foods, the flours, the sugar, is there really like key things, top secret things to figuring out how to stop?
Yeah. So
stop now, right? The pile in, right? Yeah. Because I know specifically, and I'm just going to throw myself out there. And you and I know when we talked before, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's me. Oh my God, that's me. That's me. Right. Like I'm almost 51. The hormones are changing rapidly. My daily life changed drastically 6 years ago. Right. Like my movement and everything in and around it has changed. The hormones, holy crap. Like that's a whole nother conversation. Right. And like, I know that that's the majority of our audience.
Yeah. So let's jump into that. So
yeah,
we can learn about the hormone stuff, which is important, and learning how to take care of our insulin and learning how to, you know, it's all over the internet. You know, we should kind of cut down on our sugars and flours and carbs and stuff.
Sure.
But we don't do it. And that's really kind of where the secrets pop in. We can learn all this stuff, but we don't do it either because we don't really understand how it works, or because we're in denial about it, meaning like, I still want my sugar-filled coffees, or I still want my half a pan of brownies and my grilled cheese. But we kind of go into this space of,
you have a little temper tantrum.
Seriously, right?
Yeah.
Or we're just completely pissed about it.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't have to be different. And this is where we start to get awareness. When those, and what I like and how I coach is, when we start to uncover with lots of compassion and awareness, the thoughts that have been on default, and we've got 95 to 99% of our thoughts are always on default, like computer programs running the show. So when we're pissed that our bodies are changed, when we're angry that our bodies have changed, when we don't understand that our bodies have changed and whatnot, we just haven't learned how to work with our brains. And it just keeps repeating the pattern over and over and over and over. So what I had to learn to do was be like, oh yeah, I'm kind of really mad that my body's changing, and then just accept that it was. So what I take people through is a process of learning to accept and love from compassion. Because you know what the brain wants to do? Resist, resist, resist. And it sounds like, I don't want to do this. This is too hard. I don't have time for this. You know, and that's what all of our brains do.
Girl, it used to work before. It should work again.
Exactly. Yep. I shouldn't be different. I'm so mad that it's different, right?
Yeah.
All those thoughts. And what we don't understand is that the brain is literally wired to resist and react and avoid pain and seek pleasure. And that's our survival brain. And so when we try to come into weight loss and make it long term from the space of, okay, I got to willpower it, and I'm just mad that my body's this way, and I'm pissed, and I shouldn't have to, that's resistance, and it doesn't work. And that's why we can lose weight for a little bit, and then it'll come back, because the brain thinking starting from that space will be there when we lose the weight, and we'll gain it right back. So what we have to do is become someone different here around food from love and self-compassion, because compassion is actually a cognitive science tool. Self-compassion is actually a cognitive science tool. The act and the tools that I teach around being self-compassionate literally calm down that fight, flight, or freeze system that keeps us resisting, keeps us resisting, keeps us resisting. And so that's really the huge secret here, is learning to work with your brain and learn the tools of self-compassion so that you can become that person who lovingly takes care of herself. Otherwise, that resist, I got to do this, or I got to willpower it, or I shouldn't, or I'm just mad about it all, or I don't have time for this. That's not long-term. That won't last. That's a finite amount of energy, and it'll just say adios. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. And it's a huge, the awareness, right? And it's a different way of thinking than most of us probably ever have thought before. And there's that learning curve, and we need somebody like you, that this is what you do. This is your expertise down the road. Seriously, you Troll Candy, some of the before and after pictures on her page. I was going to grab them and put them on here, but they are spectacular, really. And she's us. I mean, we're all the same. We're all the same when it comes to this. And
I've been there. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to, we're coming up tight, but I want to talk about your top secret.
My top secret. Okay. Let's see if my top secret, honestly, is like the compassion tool. And so I wanted to share a couple, two, three things like the top secrets. That's really going to be the key to making it change long term. And what I want to kind of really share about that is, first of all, I love, love, love the idea. And I'm planting thoughts on purpose, because when we have new thoughts, there are programs in our brain, and they start to help us become that person. So I love introducing the thought of, look at your body and this journey as literally dating your body. When you go out on a date with somebody and you're wanting to fall in love, you don't judge them immediately. You don't say, oh my gosh, how come you're breathing? You know, you don't judge every single quality, but we do that to ourselves, right? So really kind of looking at your body like, what if my body is actually trying to scream something to me? When it's gaining weight, it's actually trying to speak to us. It has so much information for us to hear. And one of the biggest things that it's trying to say is, please don't eat when I'm grumbling the tummy hungry. That's one of the biggest things that it wants us to learn. Please don't feed me when I'm grumbling the hungry tummy, grumbling the tummy hungry. And then as we are aging, the other thing that's so important here that our body's just screaming to have us hear is, please don't feed me all the time. Please don't feed me all the time, because it puts so much into fat storage. And what it really, really wants is to have between 12 and 16 hours of fasting every day. And there's a lot about like intermittent fasting on the internet and whatnot. And for a lot of people, this can be a learning curve. But the way that I teach it, I help you just really start to do it from a place of love. And when we do that and we take some of the things that are making us feel so addicted, the sugars and flours, down a little bit, it becomes so much easier. And the body's like, oh my gosh, thank you for not like shoving so much food and so much insulin, you know, spiking food in my body so that I could actually heal. And what happens is, when you start to do the mindset work around sugar and flour, because people are like, I don't know, I can't live without sugar and flour. And it's not that you'll never have it again, but it's letting your body heal. So that's really my big, big tip, is there are specific tools to help you fall in love with and date your body and hear it. And those are the top two things that I notice for our aging bodies, that our bodies are screaming at us. Well, let me give you one more. Please slow down. Please listen to me. That's really the first one. Please slow down and please listen to me. Make some time to listen to me. It's so important. We can be in partnership here. And then please wait until you're grumble in the tummy hungry to eat. And then please give me some time where you're not eating, not snacking all day. Do 2 to 3 meals with protein, fats, and veggies at each meal so that you can really nourish the body. That's what human bodies were designed to have. Think about our ancestors.
Right.
Protein, fruits, and veggies. That's what they ate.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fruits and veggies, I know.
Proteins, fats, and veggies. Yeah, that's not the enemy.
Right, right. And I just want to, like, don't you just love her? Like, I just keep getting closer. Like, I just want to hear more. Like, I love the fact that the word diet hasn't come up once in this conversation. I love the fact that there isn't anything about calorie count that's come up once in this conversation. I love the fact that there is zero judgment. I've been there before. This is what I know to be true. This is what I've studied. This is what's been proven by science. Not just, hey, hip shot, hey, this worked last week.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that have come up for me during this conversation that are just so strong and so appealing and so magnetic, really, for me to just want to eat up and absorb more and more and more of you and your knowledge and who you are and how, because you serve me. Mm-hmm. Like, what you do serves me. And I think it's huge that is your heartbeat and that is your passion. And not only is it your passion, it is your lane of expertise, is to serve those of us that aren't 20 anymore.
Hello. You know what? I'm on a mission to just make life get even better and better. And that's really kind of when I had that breakthrough. It was like, I cannot do the rest of my life like this. I want to be that old lady in her 90s that's like dancing. I want to be that old lady in her 90s that's like kissing ballroom dancing. I really do.
Yeah.
And now I can do that again. I have that energy again, and it's just not negotiable. That's who I've become. Well, I want to be doing
that. Is that energy is probably one of the number one things that you see almost immediately as far as I'm going to call it an ROI, right?
Like, oh yeah,
the payout for the change.
Totally. When I lost my weight, when I transformed this here and got the self-love around it all, and then my body just like released the weight through the things that I was doing. Yeah. I feel like I'm 28 again, and I am at least double that. Okay. How old would that be? Well,
come on now. Less
than double that. Okay.
Come on now.
Do my math. Yeah. But yeah, no, oh my gosh, energy through the roof. I can walk 5 miles like a piece of cake. I can walk 6 or 7 miles, like no big deal. I can lift weights now. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
I saw hiking in mountains and I saw like, yeah.
And that's the joy. That's really why I do what I do. Because when we quiet this here, you know what gets to come out? Every woman's beauty and gifts, because this is really noisy.
Mm-hmm.
And the judgment is really noisy. And when we calm that down, there's all this gorgeous, not only physical energy, but mental and emotional energy. And that's really actually my passion, is helping them quiet that down and then helping them take that to where they want to. I just helped a client get married in like 3 months. I'm not, that was just amazing. And she was older too, you know, and I'm a client like starting an art business and doing all these things, like all these gifts that are inside of them, they're just kind of pushed down by the noise and the harsh voices. They're gone. And you know what? That's really my passion and joy, is helping them love themselves and calm that down so that they, all of that beautiful juice and gifts and like divinity gets to come out, because that's what the world needs.
So good. It's so good. I want to talk for a second. I've been running your little link across the screen. For those of you that are watching us live, I highly recommend, if this has been intriguing to you and you've stuck around and listened to this or you're watching the replay, go grab Candy's freebie. Let's talk about that for a second, Candy. Let's talk about your challenge.
So I made a freebie, especially for you guys and just a few clients this last week on what we're going through right now. It's really, 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 really normal. So the freebie for you is a free course called Stop Emotional Overeating, especially in challenging times. But we can put challenging times with Corona. We can also put challenging times with I am a human. Okay.
Well, I'm a human. The challenge was
human, no matter what. Exactly. It can be very challenging being a human, and part of the process is to learn to let ourselves be human, right? So a course called Stop Emotional Overeating in Challenging Times. I've got some workbook pages in there, some workbook, free workbooks, so you can start to do it. It takes you through some beautiful exercises so that you can really give yourself some grace and love and some compassion and start that process right now. I don't ever say that D word. That's just not who I am. D-A-E-T. Yeah, we don't do that. We talk about compassion. We talk about being in partnership with our body. So that's the freebie I would love to share with you guys. And you can reach that in the link there. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to walk you through some pieces of how to do that and some takeaways for right now, because we are all experiencing an extra, extra, extra layer of emotions, and everybody's kind of getting to our point, especially what I've seen with my clients and just different people the past couple of weeks. People were getting to their point of like cuckoo, like exploded the last week, right? And that's so gonna true. Look like cuckoo, right?
Yeah.
Normal. And so this course is to help you understand how normal that is. You're not alone, and to walk you through kind of releasing some of those emotions that are causing you to run to the pantry every 10 minutes. Okay.
I think that's fantastic, and I'm so excited. And you're right. Like, our issues aren't just now. They didn't just pop up 4 to 6 weeks ago.
Nope.
It didn't. Let's just be real.
Yes, started over a decade ago. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, that's whatever for me too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, really, you were right. This is just an added level, because there's just that extra layer of stress, uncertainty. Who knows what's happening next? We don't know. Some of us are homeschooling our kids, and our partners are home, and everybody's in your space, and the invaders have come, and now you don't have anything to yourself, right? Like, that's what I call it. It's the space invaders came.
Right? Extra levels of emotion.
Right. And I find I'm that key person that I find myself eating. Oh, well, it's dinner time. Mm-hmm. Clearly I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Or the responsibility of feeding the rest of the family, because clearly they're hungry too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That Pavlov thing. You guys, seriously, we've talked about so many amazing tips and tricks and workarounds and things to be aware of as we gracefully enter this second decade of our lives, this next phase of life that's been growing with us as we continue to step into life and things change. They didn't even ask us. They didn't ask us if we were okay with the change. It just happened.
Right. And there hasn't been a lot of info about it. It just kind of hits like a freight train. I mean, it just kind of is like, what the heck is happening here?
Right.
Why am I gaining weight and emotional and hot flashing? And
right.
And what do I? Yeah. And it really is. We can handle it all when we learn the tools to come from self-compassion and really be like, okay, hey, I'm going to be that lady in 9 to 5 who's doing ballroom dancing.
Yes. Yes, and Bella dancing is on my checklist.
Whatever, exactly. Yeah,
I want to do it. people can find you at candywright.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you want any help, you can check me on my freebie. You can email me at candy@candywright.com, or you can also go to candywright.com and schedule a call. So,
love it, Candy. Thank you so much for the space that you have chosen to step into, for your brilliance, your excellence, your knowledge, your love, your compassion, your awareness. To help those of us that get to step into that space. Also, I really appreciate you and your time today and your effort.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Everybody else, wherever you're listening from, if you're watching the replay, we appreciate every single one of you. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you right back here soon on the Erin Strayer Show.
You.
See ya.